Welcome back to The Analysis. On this episode, we're sitting down with Vignesh Ram, who is the Vice President of Policy for Serve Robotics. Here's what he had to say about the new food delivery robots that you may see roaming around Alexandria.
Vignesh, so thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it. So I've been following the robots and, you know, the food delivery robots for a while now in the DMV. I think the first time I did a story about it was about 4 years ago in Chevy Chase, D.C., the Chevy Chase section of D.C. And it seems to be growing in popularity. George Mason University, GMU, also has some, and most of the universities seem to have them, but I haven't seen them really deployed in places like Alexandria before, so I was really fascinated. Tell me a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, so we're really, you know, thanks for taking the time to chat with me today. So Serve Robotics has been operating since 2019, 2020, you know, in cities across the United States. In the last year, we expanded from LA to also including Miami, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, and Alexandria to the cities in which we operate. And generally speaking, I think, you know, historically, a lot of delivery robotics companies would, you know, often deploy in sort of controlled environments like campuses and sort of private property. And then for us, what we really noticed was that there's a ton of demand on platforms like DoorDash and Uber Eats for people to have robots deliver straight to their home. So, you know, we're really excited to be in some of the denser and more popular locations across the country now.
Yes, this is in my neck of the woods. And so what is it like? How does it work? How's it different this time around from the controlled environment? So you go to the app, you request through Uber Eats or DoorDash, and then it delivers?
Yeah, so we were not the company that was operating at GMU or in those other locations. For us, we've always worked with we work both with third party vendors as well as directly with restaurants. And if someone's interested in ordering a delivery through a robot, they can of course log on to Uber Eats. And if it's a restaurant that's within a close enough radius, a robot might be assigned to you. So it shows up just like a regular member of the fleet. The robot will go to the restaurant, wait outside the restaurant. The staff will then drop the item inside the robot, and then it'll travel, the mile or two that it takes to get to your place, where you'll get notified through the app. You can go outside and open the bin and retrieve the food that's come to you.
So is it only in a specific radius, like let's say Old Town? I can see it working in Old Town Alexandria.
So we are currently working in a couple of very specific neighborhoods. We're not in the heart of Old Town currently, but we are in some of the neighborhoods that are surrounding. But it really depends. You know, we try and operate in places that have sufficient density, where there's good infrastructure. Places where there's a ton of commercial space as well as residential, so where it's easy to do the pickup and drop off within the same community.
And is this the same price as what we usually pay for Uber Eats delivery anywhere else?
So right now, we, since you're ordering directly through Uber Eats, we show up just as a courier. So you would be paying what you do on the Uber Eats platform, but you don't have to tip a robot. So of course, it's definitely a way for folks to save a little bit of money. And additionally, the experience with robots is one where we're able to complete 99.8% of all the deliveries that are sent to us, which is incredible rate of completion. And all of the feedback that we hear from our customers has been incredibly positive.
And so how many robots do you have out right now?
So currently it's just a handful of robots in Alexandria, but we are definitely looking to expand in the DMV. We've had some positive conversations with cities across the area. So, we're excited to try and increase that footprint.
Got it. So would you say less than 10 robots so far?
At this moment, yeah.
Okay, great. And when did this start? In December?
Yeah, it did. Yes, in the beginning
Okay.
of December.
Did you guys do any presentations at CES?
We did. So we were present at CES on a number of different on a number of different stages and events. We hosted a reception, and then we also my colleague Michelle, who leads accessibility here, had a conversation about G and its implications for folks who may be differently abled and require and the benefits that technology can provide to the accessibility community.
Great. And so what are the plans? I mean, how are you guys hoping to expand or maybe grow in the future? What are you hoping long term for not only the robots, but the company?
So when it comes to Alexandria specifically, right now we're currently operating in Taylor Run, in Old Town West, Delray, Potomac Yard. I think as time goes on, we're hoping to kind of expand that footprint a little bit. And then across the country, we want to make sure that we're, reaching more households as the year moves on. So we're hoping that folks in LA know this because we've been operational there for for over 5 years now. But we want to make sure that as we get going, that we become just as recognizable in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's great. And are you seeing in terms of profitability, is it a profitable business to have these robots do the work?
This is a way, I think, both for restaurants and for customers in the long run to have an easier experience without having to have, without interrupting the order flow at many of these businesses. As time goes on, it can help make them more competitive. You've probably wondered why it often costs, $2 to get something shipped to you from China and $8 to get it shipped from Chinatown. And one of the major reasons for that is there's a ton of automation in long haul freight, but there's far less automation in last mile delivery. So we really see this as a way to try and drive costs down, both for consumers and for the restaurants that we work with. And I think for us, as we grow and reach more communities, it'll help us scale, and with scale comes profitability.
And last question, any challenges that the robots have encountered? No snow right now because we're not getting a lot of snow here in the DMV so far, thank God. But any other challenges that they're encountering out there? Are people being nice to the robots?
People are incredibly nice to the robots. Sometimes people will actually help the robots out when they're in a tricky situation. So sometimes when a robot encounters, either I think everyone's experienced a situation where a traffic signal doesn't change, or where there's a construction zone, and folks have been incredibly courteous and sweet to the robots. There really haven't been any challenges, I think, for us, and as we've rolled out in Alexandria. More than anything else, we want to make sure that we're hearing from folks, that we're continuing to learn about newer parts of newer neighborhoods and parts of city that we expand to.
Great. I'm glad it's going well for you guys. We'll see what else you guys get into. I guess that is my last question. My last question. Do you plan on expanding, make creation of other types of robots? I know that was pretty big at CES this year.
Yeah, it was it, it is it was a really exciting discussion. I think for us, we really see the sky's the limit. I think as people move through their day-to-day lives, I think we'll all have moments where we're interacting with helper robots throughout our lives. I think everyone has already, all of us grew up in a time where you're able to withdraw cash from an ATM machine. And very similarly, this is technology that I think just makes it easier for people to move through their day-to-day life. There's far less conflict with a delivery robot than there is with a car, which is often moving much faster, releases carbon emissions, adds to congestion. And so as we move into the future, you could see a world in which We're able to kind of address some of these concerns that you'll hear from communities about increased congestion and about what the carbon output is of their infrastructure, and hopefully try and mitigate that a little bit. So, there are a lot of ways in which we can do that. Right now we really see food delivery as the tip of the spear.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, for now, check out annalisagill.com/blog for more details.